This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
By the way, that caller on the David Montgomery bad beat, he was drunk. His last carry was not a negative yards on the play-by-play. Montgomery carried the ball five times. First one, no gain. Second one, plus one. Third one, plus three. And his last two, no gain, no gain. So no negative carries.
He admitted he'd been drinking.
Yes, I know.
So, no negative carries. Yes. Bunch of no gains, but no negative carries.
Correct.
Okay. And again, we've still not, I did some more searching, still not found this alleged video that our guy called and said that it was, now he did not say he'd been drinking.
No.
No. But he said there's a video out there where it's clearly Alliance recovery. I will say this, if that were the case, we'd know it by now.
You would think, yes, yeah. Because, you know, the people who always think, oh, the Lions got screwed or this team gets screwed, they would have the evidence, you know, combed over like the Zapruder films.
248-539-9797. All right. Well, let's start with this because Dan Campbell's on this morning. And he was asked about the injury. Now, this is the long one, right, Kang? No? We got the short one? Okay. He was asked about the injuries. And this is where he really got people fired up. It got to the point where I heard, we all heard the interview live at 8 a.m. By 8:30, Mike Greenberg on Get Up on ESPN this morning was saying, we have been told that Dan Campbell went off on a radio show in Detroit. We will turn it around as soon as we can. And sure enough, they did, and they were able to play it. And Adam Schefter retweeted it, and a whole bunch of national media are all over it. The NFL, hasn't the NFL actually retweeted it? The
yes.
League itself.
Yes.
Is it with the video of Jim and John, or is it just the audio?
No, it's the video.
Okay. All right. So they ask him about, you know, are doubts creeping in because of all the injuries? And he does this whole, look, it's tough. You get this many guys hurt. These are guys you go to battle with. These are guys in the locker room with you. You know, you're putting your heart and soul into it, and they're gone, and it stinks, and it's really, really difficult. But then he wanted to let everybody know, this is what got everybody talking, that they were not giving up. How about that? Now, look, words don't win you games, but
no.
Words set tones, okay? And you'll hear what Jared Goff had to say about it a little bit later on. But, yeah, the fact that the head coach has that much belief and that much passion, I mean, this is one of the things that he is so good at, is relating to players and getting the best out of them. It is not impossible that they win the Super Bowl. It's not.
No.
It's become more difficult.
A lot more difficult.
They got to find another gear. But I think they just simply went from being a very, we were all very comfortable with them being a team that was going to win the Super Bowl, probably too comfortable. When the reality was, it was always hard. We were probably too comfortable with it. Now they're just in the pack. They're one of the contenders, and one of the contenders is going to win the Super Bowl. It's just not as easy to see it being the Lions as it was beforehand.
No, it's not. Especially for me,
losing Montgomery could potentially mean nothing. I mean, I would love to have him, but they're about to unleash Jahmyr Gibbs, who is in the top six in the NFL in yards from scrimmage. Playing 54% of the snaps. Nobody else has a ratio like that. The guys in front of him all played more than him. Now, given Derrick Henry just a little bit more in terms of snap percentage, but definitely have gotten the ball more because out of all those guys, he averages the most yards per touch. Well, he is one of the most dangerous weapons in the NFL who now is going to get unleashed. Kang pointed out the offenses carried teams the last five Super Bowls, not the defenses. Some of them had good defenses, of them had very average defense.
Well, last year, the Chiefs, I mean, as good as Mahomes is, it was their defense that won the Super Bowl.
But that was the outlier, last five Super Bowl winners. Yeah,
exactly.
So, you know, you can do it with a team that this year's offense is better than last year's. This year's special teams is still better than last year's. And last year's team came dangerously close to going to the Super Bowl. It took some uncharacteristic behavior to keep them from the Super Bowl. So, defense is going to be challenged.
By the way, we think last year's special teams was better. Badgley made a very big field goal in the playoffs.
We think this year's special teams is better.
Yeah, well, you think. I'm not so sure, because last year Badgley did come through, and also last year they had Khalif Raymond that they don't this year. So, I'm not so... And they had Dorsey, the best gunner in football last year. So, I'm not going to sit here and break down special teams. I guess I am, but I'm not going to sit there and say that this year.
What was Badgley's long?
What'd you say?
What was Badgley's long?
Didn't he kick off like a either a 48, whatever, the game against the Rams? Right. He kicked that big field goal.
Yeah, he did kick a big field goal.
Yeah, it was in the 40.
Bates is 5 of 6 from beyond 50, okay. And he has also kicked big field goals.
I know.
And the return game, look, God bless you, but the return game isn't what it used to be.
All right, but I'm not convinced. You might, okay, kicker. Maybe. I'll give you that. But if you're going to look at the other aspects of the special teams, I mean, Jack Fox is just as good this year as he was last year, right?
Kickoffs still come out to the 30.
I know.
So maybe in the punt return game it's a step back.
Yeah.
I think they're better.
Okay.
Suffice it to say,
yeah.
I don't think it's over. And obviously Dan Campbell doesn't either. Here's more from Coach Campbell this morning. Why didn't the run game get going against Buffalo with their problem? Okay. I got to tell you, the run game, I think it is a priority to reestablish that this weekend. And Stoney, I'm not chesty anymore, right? I'm not super over the top confident in this team at this point. I think they're in the mix now. They've come back to the pack. They're in the mix. I think it's a requirement to get the run game going this weekend.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And hopefully, you know, outside, cold, all that kind of stuff, they're going to have to be able to run the ball a little bit. And it's going to be a good test to see if Gibbs can take some pounding, because the Bears do, despite what you saw last night, they have a pretty good defense.
All right, more from Dan Campbell this morning. How do you make up for the loss of David Montgomery? And it was a great question at the end where he, again, got fired up. We'll get to all that straight ahead. Jared Goff at 1:30. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents. Many law firms don't specialize, but focus on many different areas of the law. You wouldn't go to a doctor who specializes in all sorts of medicine, so why would you do that with your lawyer? Specialization really matters. Michigan's largest legal newspaper reviewed all the law firms in Michigan and called Michigan Auto Law arguably the best in the business. There's a level of care that comes with a Michigan Auto Law attorney, more like white glove attorney service. They care more so you win more. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com.